Today I don't have a full episode, I only have thoughts, tengo pensamientos. And I know it sounds weird, but honestly, these days were busy days, but I was thinking about many situations and many problems that people are facing these days. One of them, it reminds me back in my time in the university. It reminds me when I was in the university, I remember people struggling because they were going to too many parties. So fiestita, Wednesday, fiestita, Saturday. And they were like zombies all the time. And I remember that I told them, hey, maybe it would be a better idea if you stop going to many parties all the time. And they told me, no, we can handle, it's not a problem. But they look tired. They look like shit. And you know, now I can feel the same with most of the people. But instead of parties, it has been replaced that for too much technology and too much food. So I believe most of the people, 95% of the people, really need fasting of food and fasting of technology. Talking about food, today the one and only Tai Lopez, he uploaded a podcast saying that one of the reasons why people are becoming ugly is because they have too much fat. Any person, even the most beautiful person, if you add like 5 or 10 kilos extra of fat, it's not going to be that sexy anymore. So too much food and too much technology. And even worse when you use technology to buy food that you don't need. That was so fucking good. But that's reality. We need fasting of technology and food. That will be the first one. And also we need to take care of our sleep pattern. I know many people, they are using the last hours of their days. And this happens when you really hate your day. If you don't like your university, by the way, most of the people that go to the university that I know, they hate their university. If you don't like your university, you don't like your job, it doesn't mean that you need to destroy the last part of your day. I know that maybe your morning and your afternoon was not in the way that you desire, but that doesn't mean that you need to overcompensate that, trying to destroy the last hours of your day playing video games or maybe watching Netflix. So if you don't like your day, try to protect your evening as much as possible, because it's the quality of your evening that is going to determine the quality of your sleep. So that will be the first thought, is try to pay attention to your sleep, the amount of technology and food that you consume. The other one will be related to resources. If you follow my YouTube channel, today in the morning, I upload an interview that I did to my friend Sara Sue. So who is Sara Sue? It's a friend that I met in the gym. As you know, I love to go to different locations. And I went to Open Plaza and I met that guy. He's an importador of motorcycles. He came with the idea, Jose, we should do like a collaboration. Okay, let's do it. I went to his apartment. But before I was going, he told me, Jose, can you bring a tripod, un trípode? And I am a tripod, but I can also bring a tripod. So I brought a tripod, and he was missing also a camera. Thanks God that I brought my camera with me. And in that moment, like a light bulb turned on in my mind. And it was like many times we have resources that we don't use, but if we start using them, we can leverage our output. So that could be a good question for you if you are listening to this podcast. What are those things that maybe you can use and you can make money with them? In my case, just to give you an idea, is my camera. I have a camcorder, una filmadora, with a professional mic that I haven't used. I used that yesterday, but before yesterday, I haven't used that in more than 2 years, I believe. I have a space in a house. I have a YouTube channel. And here, interesting fact. The YouTube channel, if you create a new YouTube channel, they only allow you to upload videos no longer than 15 minutes. The interview that we did today in the morning was 40 minutes. I tried to upload it. No, new channels cannot upload more than 15 minutes. You have to be a certified channel to upload a full podcast. So interesting enough. That is, I have my conspiracy theory around that. It's a way to suppress like long format podcasts for new channels. But well, it is what it is. But asking that question to yourself. What are those resources that we have that we are not monetizing enough? The next one is something, this is a situation that is happening to many friends of mine that are freelancers. And it's that, especially if you have been like an employee most of your time, when you become a freelancer, there is something that not many people mention, but it's something that most people drag, que arrastran with them, and is that they are used to have always a boss telling them what to do. So when they became freelancer, now they are expecting the customer to tell them what to do, or they start receiving orders from the customer. If you're a freelancer, your customer is not your boss. And that is the thought. Your customer is not your boss. So he cannot tell you how to handle your processes, because you are supposed to be the person who knows how to handle your processes. I had like 3 or 4 situations like that. And this is also connected to the epidemic of mental disorders. And many people are having problems in their mind these days, and they believe that their crazy life should be shared with yourself. So you need to put a stop, because if not, they destroy your life. And it was funny, tomorrow, for example, here in Peru is Labor Day, Día del Trabajo. And one is not even a customer yet. It's a guy who just paid one part of the system. He texts me, Jose, tomorrow, you know, it's Labor Day. We all are free. We all are free. Interesting affirmation. So what about tomorrow we can have like a Zoom call? I'm like, what? We all are free? And so you need to always give your space, because if you start accepting all the requests from all the people, destroying all kind of standards that you have, you are going to be a putita, a slut of your customers. And I know, especially new people listening maybe this advice, no, that sounds weird. If you're a freelancer, you need to accept all the projects that you can receive. No. Because remember, if speed, si velocidad, if speed were the game, the biggest artists wouldn't have lines, people waiting to enter to the concert. Why people are willing to wait 3 days to enter to a concert? Because quality is more important than speed. And that applies also to food. If it's going to take, I don't know, 30 minutes, it's not that much time, 30 minutes cooking, preparing your meal, is better than 5 minutes calling the Uber Eats. But coming back to the topic related to the customers, always remember what are your conditions, which are your standards. For example, in my case, something that I understood, if someone hasn't paid all the product or all the service in a 100%, don't start giving a small pieces of value. Because when you say, okay, if you pay me 50%, I can give you like 50%. No, no, because then they want to scratch and get all from you, and at the end, they don't want to pay you the rest. So it's a problem. Always ask the money first. If you are not in that position yet, try to increase your value so you can get in that position. And also make clear your customers that you are not a slut, again, a whore, a hoe of your cell phone. Many people sometimes tell you, yes, I'm going to your house and I will call you when I'm on my way. Yes, but when are you coming? First, can we schedule that appointment? Can you deposit first the money so I can have the product first? But people want you to be glue to your cell phone. People who are addicts to their cell phone, they believe that everybody else is an addict. And again, I understand that for some people say, yes, but what is the problem of just answering one WhatsApp? When you start answering one WhatsApp every 5 minutes, every 10 minutes, you can never get the flow state. That means that you can never do research. That's why something that I always say on my YouTube videos is, if people are going to text me just for buying products, why? And I share this tip with you. If you start answering random questions of people that are not going to buy, and especially if you have track history that people who ask me this kind of question, they never buy, it's better to don't waste your time. Because you say, no, it's just one question. No, because eventually they ask you a second question, a third question, and then you receive like that 2 or 3 people per day, and that adds minutes. And the last thought that I want to share with you, today is like a philosopher day, but I hope someone is getting value for it. I'm sure someone will pick something at least from these 4 thoughts. The last one is, and we have mentioned this before, the magic is in what you are in what you are not doing, in the thing that you hate doing the most. That is where the magic is located. In my case, something that I really dislike is interviews. I love the interview, but I sometimes don't like to deal with lack of punctuality from other people sometimes. You know, like they tell you, we're going to meet at this hour. Yeah. And then, oh, They disappear after 2 hours. Oh, I'm here. Yeah, so that is a pain in the balls, but I still need to find a way to manage the situation. I'm trying to find another guest for my second interview that I will try to do for my YouTube channel. But I understand that the interviews are important. It's a way to increase our network. We have mentioned that. But sometimes it's annoying, honestly. Like, how difficult it is to you know, this hour and that is the hour. No, but no. It's in 2 hours, in 3 hours. So, well, it is what it is. But life, that's the beauty of life, by the way. The beauty of life is solving problems. And those are good problems. We have discussed. There are bad problems and there are good problems. Good problems, in my case, I want to share this with you, is understanding how to work with other people. I honestly, when we have to, you know, like recording videos, those things, like understanding that the other person doesn't have like a perfect schedule and you need to match that, it's a pain in the balls, but we need to learn. It's the only way. I hope you enjoyed this episode. Just to recap the tips of the today's tips is remember your protect your quality of sleep, and part of protecting your quality of sleep is the fasting of technology and food. The second is do a little list, I would say like 5 or 10 elements, resources that you have in your house, or maybe that someone that is really close to you, a relative or friend, has and is not using. You can also count with that and maybe try to monetize that resource. The other tip is your customer is not your boss. Protect your standards. And the last thing is the magic is in that thing that you hate or avoid doing. I hope you enjoyed this little episode. Remember, if you want to work with me, here goes my WhatsApp, +51 9890 23 986, and spread the word. Tell the people to go to Uncle Balta on Spotify.